City Hall is reconsidering the traffic calming measures at the intersection of Pine Street and Sullivan Avenue. As Thorold Today reported, the city has installed delineator posts in an effort to narrow the road and force traffic to slow down, but not everybody is happy with the situation. The matter was briefly discussed during Wednesday's meeting of the city's Road Safety Committee. There's been some pushback by Regional Transit about that intersection, said Manager of Engineering Sean Dunsmore. We might have to come back and revisit that at some point. Councillor Henry DeAngela, who also sits on the committee, said he has also received some negative feedback. I know some people have talked to me about it and they're not quite agreeable to it, but I'm glad we put it in as at least temporary or movable, he said. So if we still have some issues, we can readjust. The issue seems to stem from larger vehicles trying to move through the intersection. Generally, the input we've received so far is that we made those corners a little too tight, elaborated Dunsmore. Some of the trucks and the buses specifically are having a difficult time getting around the corner. That's why they're knocking the barricades over. Dunsmore added that there's also been some pushback against the delineators from inside City Hall. Our public works manager is not overly keen about it either because he's worried about the winter time when we start plowing the snow in that area, he said. It's going to also cause us some grief. But not all feedback has been negative. I got some positive feedback and my experience is that I find it safer when I'm driving there, said Councillor Carmen Darris, who also sits on the committee. I speak in a positive tone about it and people that have talked to me have been positive. When asked if there has been any commentary from the local schools yet, Dunsmore answered he expects there to be quite some feedback once the school year starts. He said that as more feedback comes in, the traffic calming measures will probably be revisited. We are working with it, we are talking to the Transit Commission to evaluate options and we'll probably come back and talk about this again at some point in time, Dunsmore said.